Regina, the 12 firefighters to make the 2024 Saskatchewan Firefighters Calendar, raising funds for the Jim Pattison Hospital Foundation, were decided April 22 during the selection night at Casino Regina, and Estevan's Annie France Bizier made the cut. Since the contestants were called on stage in alphabetical order, Bizier was the first one for every event. She's never participated in any kind of similar events. And with most participants being men, the big crowd was probably 98% women, she noted, and mostly complete strangers, so at first, it was a bit scary. In the crowd, there were people there for me, like my husband as well as people from the fire hall. But otherwise, I didn't know anybody. So, the crowd at first, didn't really know how to feel about me. But as I went on stage, they were playing my video, and in my video, I do mention that I'm a mom of four. For whatever reason that just got the crowd. They were rooting for me, Bizier shared. And from that point on, it was kind of the same thing over and over, except changing what we were wearing. For different stages of the event, contestants wore formal wear, sleepwear and turnout gear, and also partook in different funny challenges. The last stage appearance, at which time participants already knew who made it to the calendar, was made special. When I came out onto the stage for the very last time with my turnout gear, they played the song that I had picked, Back for More by Five Finger Death Punch, just because it's a very high energy, a heavy song, so I thought it was very fitting. Plus, I'm back for more. So that was a pretty epic moment, Bizier said. It was a really great night. She also noted that she was a bit worried about how it would be backstage. However, the experience proved to be positive and inspiring. There wasn't that competitive feeling or environment. Everybody was networking. Everybody was getting along, supporting each other, rooting for each other. We helped each other get ready, Bizier shared. Following the adventure of preparation, the selection night in Regina was a separate challenge for Bizier, but it allowed her to push herself and grow, while also helping raise funds for a good cause. I tend to be very shy and I'm more of an introvert, so, for me to go through something like that and put myself out there and in the spotlight, was very difficult, Bizier shared. So, the fact that I did that, I went out of my shell, I broke out of it and socialized with everybody else, that was a big thing for me and it will help me in the future. Now I know that everyone wants to get to know each other, but everybody's kind of shy and nobody knows how to act. So, I think it'll help me break that barrier. Bizier said she is to have a chance to test her new social skill set during the firefighting school in Pilot Butte on April 28-30. Out of 16 contestants this year, 5 were women, and 2 made the cut for the calendar, including Bizier and Weyburn's Jola Bell-Erb. Bizier said she was really grateful for the support from her family, friends, colleagues and the community. I want to thank the community, everybody who voted because I couldn't have done it without them. And I really want to thank my friends, my family and especially my department because they also rooted for me quite hard and I really appreciate everything this community has done to support me, Bizier said. The photoshoot will take place later this year. Once calendars are released, firefighters featured in the latest edition will need to sell some. The copies will also be available at various stores across the province and online at saskfirefighterscalendar.com. All proceeds from the project go to Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation. Funds raised will ensure that the right equipment, enhancements, research and technology can be purchased and realized within the walls of the maternal and children's hospital.